my most memorable English language learning experience was when I was in primary 3 or 4, because our school employed a teacher who came from the other country. I forgot which country he came from to teach us English. Then during the class, we had a lot of games playing, and the teacher will ask us to go out to have some acting, and the lessons were not boring, just not like the other lessons.
And how do you feel that experience helped you finally get through the DSE in secondary school?
Not much, but just that memorable learning. If you say the most helpful one is the tutorial lesson I take in modern education, because if it's the teacher taught me a lot of skills to get through the exam papers, which he told us that English ability is not important, skills is more important. So I use the skills to get through my DSE examination.
So those skills your tutor was referring to were the exam skills?
Yes.
Not actually English language skills?
Yes.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, so that's why I think the DSE system is actually not very good.
Let's talk about reading. Do you have any memorable reading experiences?
Not much, because I seldom read. So. Yeah.
That's okay. Can I just show you a poster? And on the poster, we have some pictures of different publications, a variety of media, and not just printed books, but also magazines, periodicals, dictionary, manuals, newspapers, Reader's Digest, even signs, experiences in libraries, ebooks. So do any of these publications remind you of some things that you have read?
This one, Hunger Games. But I haven't read the books, but it reminds me about the movies, because I have watched all the series of the Hunger Games. Also, I have a series of Time magazine at home, but it's so difficult for me, so I gave up reading it.
So what would it take to make you read in English more?
If it is interesting, and maybe it's related to daily life, and the words must not be so difficult for me.
Have you used something like a Kindle before, where you can get the meaning of the word in case you want to know it while you're actually reading the book?
Sometimes I will use online dictionaries. Mostly I use online dictionaries.
Okay.